I was lucky in that for about a year I lived in the settlement.
Yes.
Until Miss Markham's husband came to live there too. He was a colonel. He was a colonel anyhow. And he lived there for a time. And then I had to go and live at a little house, which was very boring. And then luckily I'd made friends with an elderly lady whose brothers were in a shop.
Yes.
You know, a rather important shop. And she invited me to come and live with her. She was a sweet person.
Yes.
And it was much easier for me.
Yes, yes.
And I only had to walk about a quarter of an hour's walk to get to my office. Mm-hmm. And my office was under the direction, well, I meant the place, of the medical officer of health, Dr. Garrow.
Yes.
And I was under him, therefore. But I was also under the town clerk.
I see.
Who was a charming and delightful person with a delightful wife.
Yes.
They came from Manchester. And afterwards, he became town clerk of Westminster.
I see. So you're employed partly by the health department, the
LOH. Yes, yes, you're quite right.
And partly by the...
town clerk.
Town clerk.
Yes. And also, I was in... I don't know if you called it employed. I had a special chairman.
Yes.
Who took the chair.
Yes.
But I didn't keep the minutes for it. The town clerk kept the minutes. And it was very interesting to learn about that.
Yes.
Because, you know, these were all councillors. I mean, they were all... belonged to the council.
Yes.
And they were all in various kinds of jobs themselves, and some distinction. The mayor, I remember particularly, and they liked having the chance of talking to each other a bit, you know, like that. Mm. I learnt a lot while sitting in that, but the town clerk ran it.
Mm. Mm.
I learnt a great deal from the town clerk.
Yes.
And
what sort of people did you visit?
Did I visit?
Mm. Yeah, the families.
Yes. Well, the people, they came to see you.
Mm.
We had two rooms, one a nice room which was mine, and one which was an elderly clerk,
mm-hmm.
Whose uncle would very much like her to have had my job.
Yes.
But she didn't get. And a very nice young girl who was the clerk. And they were shown in to me, they went in, shown to her, them first, mm-hmm. and then always they were shown to me.
Yes.
And then much of it was new to me, you know.
Yes.
I don't know. The elderly clerk had to help me quite a lot one way and another.
Yes.
I remember once I said to her, well, how much would we give to this person?
Yes.
And she said, oh, well, I think about this so much.
Yes. Yeah.
And it was, I certainly hadn't had that kind of training.
Yes.
I learnt it on the spot.
Yes.
And then what I did do, of course, I went and visited.
Yes.
And, well, I've got it written down, some of the things that happened. And what I was very lucky about, I consider, is that there, as well as the monthly committee of the actual... Well, an elected councillor? They were all councillors.
Yes,
that's what I was trying to get at.
Yes.
Well, as well as them, there was a general committee,
yes,
which was made up of, well, it would be gentlefolk, perhaps.
Yes.
You know, all people of a very different kind, perhaps,
yes,
but who were interested.
Yes.
And there was, and also there were local committees with about seven members.
Yes.
And they were outside. You see, there were about seven different, not villages, but just parts where the committee met about once a month, and I used to have to go down to be present at that.
Yes.
It was pretty heavy work, really, you know, that way.
What was it like being employed as a lady visitor for the Public Assistance Committee? Was it that sort of job, where the relieving officers referred certain kinds of cases?
Yes, I know. I got to know the relieving officers, and one was a very, very queer one.
Yes.
And I always remember one of the other relieving officers saying to him, when I went to ask about, to talk about a particular character, and he said, aren't you going to give the lady a chair?
Mm.
He was that guy. But even he was a bit taken aback by that. I did visit, but also there were visitors.
Yes.
And who belonged to the committees.
I see.
And they reported at the committees.
I see.
So
and you were an addition.
I was an addition. Yes, you're quite right. I was an addition.
And then can I just ask you then, did people apply directly to you as you've just described?
Yes.
Or did, say, might the relieving officer refer people on to you? Or did they get referrals come from elsewhere?
I think it was more the other way round, really. Mm. Perhaps, I know I used to see the relieving officer, but I think he might come in and talk about it.
Yes.
But there was no very definite being referred to. Mm. Because, you see, they didn't really like to be considered for reference, I think. But they kept in touch.
What made the Chesterfield Council appoint an additional visitor? What was it?
There wasn't an additional.
I was
the only visitor.
Yes, I mean, what made them appoint you? I mean, you were additional to their relieving officers.
Well, the relieving officer was actually, of course, an official person in a different way. Mm. And he was I was just trying to think, because we've got them in a sense now, I suppose, and something like it.
Yes.
In a way. It was a regular part of the thing. Yes. While I was, there'd been somebody before me, and she'd left.
Yes.
But I also was definitely somebody who visited and reported. I did make reports to the medical officer.
I see, yes.
And the town clerk. I had to do some reporting then at that committee.
What sort of things did you report about?
Well, in case I forget,
yes,
I want to say that I got together a group of educated girls.
Yes.
And we made a committee.
Yes.
And they visited children.
I see, yes.
And they were girls who'd gone to not day schools, but boarding schools.
Yes.
And they said to me, but they didn't know how they could talk to any of these children or their mothers. And I said, you wait till you get there, words to that effect.
Yes.
Because you won't need to worry.
Yes.
But I remember one of them said, but will the mother let me speak to him, or will she speak to me?
Yes.
I said, you just wait.
Yes,
to see it. And the mothers, of course, were delighted to have these charming girls come and talk and ask. Yes. And out of that committee, which was a special committee that I formed, out of that, these educated girls took food, or not so much food, but as toys and presents, but also they made money, they made a dance every year and made money out of that.
I see, yes.
And I didn't, and then another thing, out of those visits too, and this, the medical officer of health had asked me to do something about this. But anyhow, a new doctor came from Sheffield.
Yes.
And served at the hospital at, there was a hospital at Chesterfield.
Yes.
And Dr. Garrow asked me to get this going in order that there should be somebody to visit the children and therefore to be able to get the children to the doctor from Sheffield. Is that? That's the cat, I think.
Yes. Hold it, you got the mic on.
Oh, sorry.
That's okay.
I forgot.
You trip up on the cable, you see.
Yes.
There we are.
Thank you too much.
Okay, we're running again now.
That's Chesterfield.
Yes. And so, what happened after Chesterfield?
Well, it's quite right to do that. I went over once, I think, to see the man who was the secretary at Sheffield, Claire Marswell. I think I just knew him.
Of the Council of Social Services.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Well, then he wrote and asked, I'd been there about 3 to 4 years. I know I don't remember quite how it came that he came to ask to see me, but he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, and I'd been to more than one conference or something,
yes.
You see. I think all the people who belonged to committees and things, yes. Like that, of Chesterfield, was allowed to go once a year to yes. some kind of conference. So I'd done that, and I'd got to know Captain Ellis, who was the secretary of the National Council of Social Service. Yes. He was a very, very yes. good person.
Can you remember what year we're talking about? Is that difficult to recall the actual year?
Well, wait a moment. I said when I first went to it, didn't I? It was 1919, and then I went... Must have been. Then I went to Bernardo's.
Yeah.
And then...
Chesterfield.
I'm only trying to think. I can't remember the actual date of Chesterfield, I'm afraid. Mm. Well, and I was four. I think I must have been there 4 years.
Yes.
And that would be about 1927.
Yes.
I can probably get this really accurate in time, but 1927 would... Anyhow, what happened, what I wanted to tell you was, there was going to be a conference, and I was going to it. And the man who was the secretary of the Sheffield Council of Social Service had been asked by Captain Ellis to ask me, because I had said to him, you know, I think I'm a bit tired of where I'm going, or where I am now.
Yes.
I think I'd really like, you know, I was getting a bit bored with the kind of life that was there. Couldn't do some things at all, you know. And perhaps the people.
Yes.
Now, we did skate one time, which was marvellous.
Yes.
And Captain Ellis asked, Captain Ellis, yes, asked this man, his name slips me for the moment, if I would ask him if I would like to move, and they could offer me either the secretaryship of on the south coast of England. Can you think of any seaside place, fairly large seaside place?
On the south of England.
On the south of England.
Well,
doesn't matter.
Brighton, Bournemouth, Eastbourne.
Ah. Wait a minute, that's going too far along. It was nearer to Kent.
Nearer to Kent?
Yes.
Dover?
No.
South End?
No. It was more nearer to Dover than South End. I know it so well, but I can't think.
Folkestone?
It was nearer there, but I think if I looked at the map, I should see it. In any case, they asked if I'd like to go there. Or... If I would like to go to Sheffield,
yes,
which was a very hard place, and he just described the horrors of what that it could be of a city like Sheffield.
What did he say it could be like?
Well, he said it was a very big city,
yes,
and that it was a very very poor in many ways, and there were many things that were difficult. That sort of line he took.
Yes,
and he'd taken an awful lot of trouble about it himself.
Yes,
there. And I thought, while he was talking of it, and I thought to myself, well, there's my mother and sister down near London.
Yes.
I don't think that one of them was actually at what's the same name as Blackpool, because it was a place like Blackpool. It wasn't Blackpool, but that's the name of this place, was a place of that kind. It was that kind.
I know what you mean.
And I thought to myself, do you know, I'd much rather go to all the dirt and the misery of Sheffield than go to to this place.
Yes.
So I said that. I would like to go to Sheffield. I was prepared to do what could be.
Yes.
And to make a long story short, my mother and sister agreed. Mm-hmm. Though it was hard for them, because they didn't see me so very much, not so much. And my mother went to live down at Eastbourne, I know. But I don't think we can go too much. My sister, oh, and my sister went to a settlement run by a group of educated girls, and it was called Time and Talents.
Oh, yes.
And it's still, it still is.
In Bermondsey.
In Bermondsey, yes, it still is. Yes.
Eileen Young's husband was...
That's right, there. Eileen's a great friend of mine.
Yes, yes.
I don't see much of her now, though, actually, but we knew her very well.
Yes.
Yes. Well, I said I'd like to go anyhow, yes. And I was interviewed, and I went, and I had a holiday.
Yes.
And then I went. And I found somewhere to live, very nice lodgings, a very nice landlady, up in the 2 miles away from the settlement, from the office, and they gave me, now wait a moment, I had to pay for, so I did, I had to pay for the car I got.
Yes. They paid for your petrol, did they?
Yes, they did.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
You supplied the car, they supplied the petrol.
Yes, that's it, you're quite right, it was yes. that. Yes. And I must have, yes, it wasn't easy paying for that car.
Yes.
I know. But it was, but I enjoyed it very much.
Yes.
I used to drive, and I used to drive back, I mean, and finally, I, after some time, I gave up being in the, my landlady.
Yes.
And I went and lived with someone who was a friend of my sister. My sister, my married sister, was the wife of a Donald Oxford.
Yes.
And she, I think he was then living in Merton Street.
Mm-hmm.
If you knew... Oh,
I don't.
No, well, anyhow, she was there. And... now, where did that catch on to? Why did I say that? Well, I can say anyhow. She was a doctor. Why did I say it was a matter of that? I'm sorry, I can't remember. There was something about Oxford. Oh, she, who was she a friend of then, perhaps? Because she was at St. Hugh's.
Yes.
And married my brother-in-law 3 months, I think, after she came down from Oxford.
I see, yes.
He was a very good professor. I think finally was a professor.
Yes.
Very able. Scotsman.
Yes.
Rather. That's a family thing.
Yes.
Really. Because they had 3-4 children.
Yes. So you were the secretary. Were you the secretary of the Council of Social Service?
At Sheffield Council of Social Service. And it wasn't very much room there.
No.
It was rather a crush, but we moved after a time and had a bigger place right next to the cathedral.
Yes.
And that was much more interesting.
Yes.
Because the other one was right in the middle of a tramway street.
I see, yes.
But on the other hand, I think I saw as interesting people in that first place as anywhere else.
Yes.
And I was so interested, I can't tell you.
Yes.
And I'd got the car.
Yes.
So I travelled all over the place.
Yes.
And I got to know quite a lot of people.
Yes.
Then they had a good committee, and an elderly man who was the chairman, who left a lot to me.
Yes.
He was awfully nice, but he left a lot to me one way and another, because he worried he was so old.
Yes.
And the committee were very kind. There was, one or two of them were impatient with me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was impatient with them, I think, really, only more secretly, perhaps.
Yes.
I careered all over Sheffield.
Yes.
And when it came to the having a flag day, then, of course, there was an awful lot of work to do one way and another.
Yes.
But, of course, Sheffield had a very difficult time. There were some very interesting people there, but they had a town clerk, not a town clerk, but the director of education, who was a holy terror.
Yes.
And somebody came in to me wanting to be able to use our rooms and to run a flag day.
Yes.
And before we'd started that. And I said, I'm very sorry, But I simply couldn't, because we were already doing so much in this line.
Yes.
And she went back to the Director of Education and told him the story about me.
Yes.
And he rang me up. Mm. And I said, I'm awfully sorry, Mr. Sharp, but I can't, because we're already doing this.
Mm.
All right, I shan't let it. You won't be able to have this.
Mm.
He was that kind of man. Yes. Percival Sharp, his name was.
Mm.
Oh, stories could be told.
Mm.
But I got to know, it was a very nice place to be in many ways, because you could get to know all kinds of people, you know.
Yes.
I really did have a very interesting time. And then I came to the conclusion that I would live in the house of someone who was a friend of my brother-in-law's,
mm.
and who'd been a friend of my sister's, yes. my married sister, because she'd been at St. Hugh's,
yes.
at Oxford, you see. And I went and lived there.
I see, yes.
For a time.
Yes.
Well, then, because they weren't full up.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, I quite enjoyed that. I think I was a bit tiresome to them, really, because I talked to the students a certain
yes.
amount.
Yes.
Any case, after a time, the students filled up.
Yes.
So then she gave me the chuck.
Yes.
She wanted, you know, she'd yes. got enough like that. Mm. So I was sorry to go because I got interested.
I'll close the door.
Would you mind? Yes.
There we are.
He's going into the kitchen thinking he'd eat a little more, I think, but I don't pay any attention to him on these occasions. And I was lucky because I got a room at what had been an old country house,
yes.
not as big as the ordinary country. It was only about a mile or two away, and I got my car. And I had what would have been the old dining room, a room on the ground floor,
yes.
charming room. And some of my own relations gave me some rather nice furniture.
Yes.
So it was, and mm. ground floor was a help. Yes. There was a bathroom on the next floor.
Yes.
And it grew, you know, there were yes. things that happened
yes.
one way and another.
Did you move on from Sheffield?
I was there nearly 8 years.
8 years?
Yeah. And I loved Sheffield.
Yes. Where did you go after that?
After that, yes, I think I had 2 months holiday, really. I went to, I became, yes, that was right. Wait a minute, I must just think how it went. Yes, that was right. I had two months holiday, I think. I was offered, and my sister rang up to tell me about it. I was offered to be warden of Lady Margaret Hall's settlement in Lambeth.
Oh, yes, yes.
I don't know if you know it.
Yes, yes.
Oh, well. And I rang my sister up to ask her what it was like and whether she thought I'd like it. Already I'd been to various things in London
yes.
when there was a conference or something, and once somebody said to me, I wouldn't like to be anywhere but this, and I looked at it and I came to it and well, I wouldn't like to be here.
Yes.
But I wondered if I would anywhere else. You see?
Yes.
Well, then somebody wrote to me, that's what made me write then. Somebody wrote to me and said, we have a settlement, Lady Margaret Hall settlement, and the warden is leaving, dear, is finishing her time.
Mm.
Would you care to be, would you be interested in it, or do you know anyone else?
Yes.
Well, you see, I'd been hunting around London whenever I'd been in London, always trying to find something and not getting anything.
Yes.
So I rang up my sister with Time and Talents and told her and said, could you go and find what it's like?
Mm.
Well, my sister was a very able person and she wrote an admirable account of the Lady Margaret Hall settlement in Lambeth and with the garden, you know.
Yes.
And it was an admirable account. So I applied. Well, then I was asked. I was asked to go and see the head of Lady Margaret.
Yes.
Miss Greer.
Yes.
And I was delighted with her. She was a big yes. woman, you know, and she didn't straight away ask me questions or anything. She talked about things in that lovely room. And we parted good friends, nothing yes. more than that.
Yes.
And then they had that was a smallish committee that interviewed me. And then the large committee interviewed me, and they were quite tough.
Yes.
And one of them was the previous one,
yes.
Miss Sickness, an awfully nice person. But they knew how to ask questions. Miss Thickness.
Thickness.
Yes.
Thickness.
S-E.
S-E.
Yes. She was the former warden.
Yes, I see. Yes.
That is it.
Yes.
She was very nice.
And Miss Greer was the principal of Lady Margaret
Hall. Margaret Hall, yeah. That's yes. right. And I became great
Ravina
friends.
Ravina Addis talked about her. Do you know Ravina Addis? Yeah,
indeed I do. Yes. She's one of my best friends.
Yes.
Yes, and I lived with Miss Greer for a time.
Yes.
After I'd left.
Yes.
I can't think now. I was just say how long I was at
Lady Margaret.
At Time and Talents, not at Time and Talents,
Lady
Talent, Margaret. Lady Margaret. It was very interesting, but I didn't find the staff frightfully interesting. Awfully good.
Yes.
Not all of them equally did I care for, but I had great fun with the students.
Yes.
There's somebody who lives here, who's married an awfully nice man, lives here, and she keeps on telling stories about what it was like when I came.
Yes.
Any case.
Shall I let the cat out?
Oh.
Yes, okay.
Well.
Yes, you're telling me about Lady Margaret Settlement.
Yes.
How long were you there for? Can you remember?
I was 4 years.
4 years there.
I knew that I'd have to go back and live with my mother.
Yes.
And in the meantime, I went to quite a number of committees, either at the COS, as it then was, and the National Council of Social Service.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
So that I learned quite a lot about what people were interested in.
Mm. Can you remember anything about those days, working with the COS committees and the...
Oh, yes. London? Well, I had a great friend in Mr. Pringle.
Yes.
Did you know him?
No.
But you knew about him?
The name rings a bell. Can you tell me?
Well, he was the senior people person and a person of great character.
Yes.
He'd been out in Japan. He'd done awfully well at Oxford.
Yes.
And he was a real character in a way.
Yes.
A man of real dignity too. And I was very fond of him, and he was very fond of me. Just was like that.
He was somebody important in the COS, was he?
He was very important. He was the secretary.
I see. Oh.
And he had a remarkable second, whom Rabina would know. She was the sister of one of two admirals.
Yes.
A great character and very tall.
Yes.
We all knew her and respected her very much.
Yes.
But Mr. Pringle was a wonderful person to have about, really, in a way. He was very much a literary man in many ways.
Yes.
And I used to go to committees. And then I went to committees in Lambeth. I was very interested in them. And in the life... And then, you see, we had... we had a remarkable secretary of a club.
Yes.
We had not only some clubs in our own garden. You see, there were four houses and four gardens.
Yes.
And the staff lived there.
Mm-hmm.
And also about seven or eight paid, educated staff, more or less educated staff.
Yes.
It was rather unusual to have people who were dressed in, well, not very exciting clothes, but not in uniform.
Yes.
Who were the staff. And they did the rooms.
Yes.
That kind of thing. And waited. And then we did have other people who worked in the neighbourhood.
Yes.
Who were doing this or that.
Yes.
And they of course were educated women. And then there were the students.
Mm-hmm.
About seven or eight of them.
Yes.
And they went to other places, which perhaps COS might be teaching one lot.
Yes.
You know. And another one was already a graduate. Another one might not be, but and she'd be teaching she was working in one of the COS offices.
Mm.
All sorts of things happened like that amongst, were taken from amongst our people.
Mm.
And we must have had 14, 22, between 20 and 30 in there. And lovely, and very nice gardens.
Yes, yes.
And it was the time when the king was, yes, King George, it would be, wouldn't it? Mm. If I got there, let's see. Oh yes, 25th. I got there. Mm. I was there on the 25th of, well, where were we? The 29th was the day the war started, wasn't it?
Which war? The
First World War.
First. I know the date of the Second World War better than I know the date of the...
Well, the First World War, no, I beg your pardon, it was the Second World War. Yes. By the First World War, of course, you meant for 1914.
Yes.
Quite right, it was the Second World War.
Yes.
And that was the 29th.
3rd of September.
3rd of September, yes.
Yes.
Yes, that's right.
29th, they were started evacuating children, didn't they?
Yes, they did, didn't they?
Yes.
But wait a moment, yes, and they started evacuating the year before, but they didn't go very far.
Yes, yes.
Of course.
Yes.
Well, any case, what happened was my mother was living in not in Lambeth, but in...
You were trying to locate the date just now.
Oh yes, the actual date.
Yes.
Well, it was, I was saying it was the 25th, wasn't I?
Well, you said 29th, and then we said no, 3rd of September, and you were relating it to George. Wasn't sure whether you were relating.
Well, wait a moment. We're not quite right. I am going wrong. It was the 29th because I started work at Lady Margaret Hall settlement.
Yes.
On the 25th.
Right.
Yes.
Of.
And I left of. No.
Doesn't matter if it's difficult.
Well, I'm just trying to think that when I left in August, it must have been. Because when did the war begin? In
September.
3rd of September.
Yes, 1939.
Yes, you see, and I went down the 35th. And I went away during the August. And came back when it was obvious that the war was coming.
Yes. So we were in 25th of August, 1939.
Yes.
Is when you...
Went to
started at Lady Margaret Hall, is that it? Or finished
no,
there?
Would you mind telling me, saying again what you said?
I said, was it the 25th of August, 1939?
No, not 1939. I see what you mean, yes. 25th of August, 1939. Yes, because you mean the war began.
Yes.
I came home from the holiday that I was having.
Yes.
Because it was so dangerous.
Yes.
And when I came home, I joined at once in putting on having things that you had because of the war.
Gas masks.
Yes, gas masks. Yes. I went up and down the streets helping with that.
Oh, issuing those.
Issuing.
I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yes, that's right. Well, and at that moment, therefore, I was still staying in the settlement.
Yes.
I suppose in my own room, I expect.
Yes.
Well, then I went straight to 26 Bedford Square, which was the
headquarters.
The headquarters of the National Council of Social Service.
I see. So.
And so I left.
Yes.
I left the
Lady
settlement.
Margaret. Yes. And that would be in the autumn of 39 sometime.
That's right. And also my sister was leaving.
Yes.
And we both went and lived in the, as you walk along. I was just trying to think what they called it. I don't know if you know Bedford Square, do you?
Yes, I do.
It's a very beautiful settlement, isn't it? A very beautiful
square,
isn't it?
Yes.
Well, you go along from 26 Bedford Square, you turn left, and then you cross over and there's Gordon Square and there's another square.
Yes.
And down that part.
Yes.
Now, but on one of those ones, it wasn't Gordon Square, and I can't think what they called it. I had to find somewhere to live, you see, and so did my sister. She found it quickest. And it was down that Gordon Square, down that mm-hmm. way. It wasn't actually Gordon Square, but it was just down there.
Yes.
And oh, I'm sorry, I'm touching it.
It's okay. Don't worry.
And I used to walk to mm-hmm. Bedford Square every day.
What did you do
at Bedford Square?
Headquarters. Were you the National Secretary?
No. In a way I was, I suppose, because there were mostly men who were at that, yes. you know, there.
Yes.
But I wasn't, but we, I can't think of his name, the very nice man who was the secretary of the National Council, so it was a very delicate man.
Sir George?
No, that Sir George was was his assistant.
I see, yes.
No, Mr. Sackville, Mr. Sackville West, something like that his name
uh-huh.
was.
Yes.
And he was an education officer.
Yes.
And that Sir George, who wasn't Sir George then, who was George Haynes.
Yes.
Had been at Liverpool.
Ah, had he? Oh.
Yes. He'd done boys' clubs and various things there.
Lots of very good things have come out of Liverpool.
Yes. And they're doing it still. Somebody told me the other day. Mm.
Yes, yes. You've talked this morning about Dorothy Keeling, Elizabeth McAdam, they're both Liverpool people, yeah. aren't they?
Yes, they were.
And your own family, Liverpool mm-hmm. family, and I didn't realise Sir George Haynes was another Liverpool family.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
He married.
The Rathbones were a Liverpool family.
Well, they were, my dear friend. I was only four when my father bicycled down with me to Mrs. Hugh Rathbone, Mr. George Rathbone's house. Mm-hmm. And his eldest daughter and son yes. had to go and work in the dining room while we were put in the schoolroom.
Gosh.
And my father bicycled me down
yes.
to get into their house.
Yes.
And afterwards, I went to the school, Girls Public Day School Trust one,
yes.
Which was further on. We used to bicycle, my elder sister and I, and finally they didn't think I behaved very well. I think I was really rather too interested in doing some other things anyhow.
Yes.
Somebody thought my manners could have been better, and anyhow
yes.
I was taken home, and my father made the mistake of getting a very strict governess.
Yes.
And he said afterwards, if I'd seen her without her hat, I wouldn't have had her. I had her for a year, and I think probably it was very good for me.
Yes.
I was 12.
Yes.
You see, and then we had a very good German governess.
Yes.
Who was a very different matter.
Yes.
Older, but very, very, very able governess.
So when you
My sister stayed at the Girls Public Day School Trust.
Yes. When you were at the Council of Social Service during the war, did you stay there all through the war? Was that your
job? Me think for a moment. Yes, all through the war.
Yes.
Yes, it was. And then, yes, that's right. Who do you think I had as my chairman? And I went down and I got her.
Sorry.
My chairman. That I didn't explain. We found out that, we realised that
yes.
what was going to be very important was to get women
yes.
to come together to help the children
yes.
and to make decisions.
Yes.
And we got all the main good women's organisations in London came together.
Yes.
And who do you think we got as chairman?
Tell me, I don't know.
Margaret Bonfield.
Really? Oh, yes.
And Sir George Haynes, by then, was with Mr. Schutensack, and they asked me if I would go down to Kent
yes.
and call on Miss Bonfield and
yes.
ask her if she would come and be chairman of a committee which was going to be called afterwards the Women's Public Day School Trust or something like that.
The Women's Group on Public Welfare.
Women's Group on Public Welfare. That's
yes.
right.
Yes.
I've offended. Yes. And I was secretary of that.
Yes. Were you involved in those surveys that they did?
Yes, I was. I was the secretary.
What, so they wrote, can you remember the
yes.
surveys? one called Our Towns Are Close
Our Up. Our Towns Are Close Up. Oh, how wonderful. Yes,
you
must be up
that,
here. Well, yeah, indeed. Yes. I had to do so much of it.
Can you remember any stories about putting that survey together or the workings of the committee?
I can say a bit about it, yes. We only had about four or five people on the committee, and they were suggested by members of the committee and Miss Bonfield, because they had some gift or something. Mm-hmm. And one or two of them were, I don't know if you know the ones that were chosen anyhow, but there were four or five. One was the most delightful worker for, especially, I think she was a paid worker probably, for housing.
Octavia.
She was dead by then, I think, wasn't she?
Yes, of course she was. Yes. You've been talking about so many people.
I know, and I'm older than you. I'm in the so, but in any case, we were four or five.
Yes.
And I had a very good secretary myself, who did. Poor girl, she did have to work hard, but of course I was doing other things as well.
Yes.
But we had a very interesting time. And we had Miss Ibbison.
Yes.
Do you remember about her?
The name rings a bell.
Well, she was a very remarkable officer which Ministry of... Well...
Health?
No, it wasn't health. It was... No, wait a moment. Oh, bother.
Education?
No, not education, but you're getting warmer.
Home Office?
No. I guess I might come back to it if we didn't do it there. I went sometimes with Sir George Haynes and Mr. Schutensack to see...
Mr. Schutensack?
Yes.
Can you spell that?
S-H-O-E-T-E-N. He was the secretary, the head of the National Council of Social Service.
Yes.
And George Haynes...
Schutensack.
S-A-C-K.
Yes. That's a double-barreled name, is it?
A double-barreled name. Yes. Very good man, but a very delicate man. And he didn't stay more than about a year, I should think.
Yes. Yes.
And Sir George Haynes became the... Well, he wasn't Sir. He was George Haynes. Yes. Very much like that.
Where did the money come from to pay for the survey that, our towns grew out of?
That's quite right. We got the money for that, and actually, we gave it. We encouraged the Oxford University.
Of course, they published it, didn't they?
Yes, they published it, and we knew the man. I had a link with Oxford, anyhow.
Yes.
And but I was just one of the people there. Well, I was the secretary, of course. It's quite true. Yes. I can't. And we went to Balliol. Yes. My father was a Balliol, as it happens, but we went to Balliol for a conference committee.
Yes.
And we knew some of these things. And also we asked the man who was at the Clarendon Press about it. And actually he came on our staff, not my staff, but the staff of the National Council of Social Service, a very able man indeed.
Yes.
And but the thing really was this woman, Miss Ibbison, I-double-B, E-S-O-N, and she was on the staff of this particular government office, which I'm so stupid I can't remember. And I know the man who was the secretary too. I went with him to Paris for a conference. But I'm sorry I can't think more at the moment. But anyhow, we went on, you see. Miss Ibbison was a very important measure in this, partly because, of course, she didn't know the social work side.
Yes.
You see, but she didn't care a hang for showing that she didn't know it. She just went on and did a different thing next time.
Yes.
She was like that.
Yes.
She was a very remarkable person. She came of a family that was not very well off. And she was the youngest, and her sister took a great notice of her, I think.
Yes.
And she was, I think she was at Somerville.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And and she wrote quite a lot, and then she would come and we would disagree.
Yes.
But she didn't mind a bit. She just went and wrote another one.
But she wrote the book, did she? She brought it together.
No, not entirely.
No.
No, that was a piece of it, I was saying that.
Yes.
But she did write more of it.
Yes. Sure.
I wonder where I've got that. You see, really, I'm afraid that book got away somewhere. Mm. But
I've got a copy of that.
Oh, you have. Well, I'm so glad, because there are some very real things in it.
Yes, yes.
Very real things in it.
Miss Ibbison did a lot of the...
I-double-B-E-S-O-N, I think it is.
And she was like an amanuensis.
Yes, you see, and the thing was, she and Miss Rathbone. Anyhow, a great friend of hers had to evacuate themselves.
Yes.
And she wrote an awful lot while she was up at Liverpool, I think.
Yes, yes.
She wrote quite a lot of it.
Well, and then circulated drafts to the rest of the
committee. Circulated drafts, you're quite right.
And then you discussed it.
And we all found things, you see, we all knew things. And if you look at the book, you will find the things that came. And also, the thing, see, I've got it somewhere.
Mm. Do you still have any of the documents from the discussions you had at that time when the drafts were circulated? No, you didn't keep any of the old...
Somehow it wasn't easy to, you know. Mm. The National Council didn't keep those enough, I don't think.
No.
Not that particular thing, but I think some things that they... the woman who looked after the books somehow didn't always manage to keep them all.
Yes.
Really good. Wait a moment, though. But now let me think, because I do remember really quite a lot, I think, of the book. But well, also, the thing is that I ought to have it in this house.
Yes.
I will look.
Yes. How, can you remember any...
Our towns are closer.
Yes. Can you remember any other things that...
Somebody... Oh.